Would be one consideration.
It's chaos, okay, right? I have to deal. At school, she was eating spaghetti and it moved.
Oh, spaghetti moved. I think it'd be time to return the plate.
I think it was some kind of white worm in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. At first I thought it was a maggot, but it's some kind of earthworm. Mm. She saw it move. She nearly fell out of her chair.
Stay grossed out for a week.
I have never eaten spaghetti in the school since.
I don't blame you. I think that's a good move. Mm. Yeah. You talking about toad frogs. Is a toad frog different from bullfrog?
Toads. Well, the bullfrog got longer legs, of course. It's slimmer. Toad is bigger. And toad frogs, you know, you just see toads all over the place. Bullfrogs are less common. And they say it better eat it, but I wouldn't eat any of them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen these little tiny frogs? Don't get much bigger than that when they're full grown. Just little bitty green things.
They're gonna stay at the water edge, don't they?
Well, I've seen them just about everywhere. Sometimes they can perch just about anywhere. You ever heard people talk about spring frogs or green frogs or tree frogs?
I seen green frogs.
Yeah. Okay.
But I haven't seen that though.
So what about this animal that's got a hard shell and can pull his head in and pull his legs in?
Turtle. Yeah. Yeah. They say they good eating too. Well, that's a sea turtle. Mm-hmm. But I would eat it in. And I wouldn't eat no snail for anybody. My cousin took a trip to Canada and they had, you know, snails on the menu.
Yeah. That's supposed to be a delicacy.
She was thinking about the snails she see around here. Is she
funny? I'd be about to turn you off, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, at first when she said that, that's what I said I wouldn't eat them either. But she said, you know, that's kind of get the, they get from the sea.
Yeah.
I guess they might taste good, but see, I just think of the ones around here. Yeah. Those slimy little creatures.
Right. Well, what about a turtle? Do you have any turtles around here that stay mostly on the land? Don't get near the water?
I saw a turtle around my house. I had one. It was rather, I don't know where it came from, because usually they stay, well, I know where it probably came from. There's a lake right over there, Lake Hancock. He probably made it over here, how he crossed the street, and he's so slow, I don't know. But I saw him. But I kept him for a while, then I took him to school. But that's why I kept him, because I couldn't keep him here. Mama was going to keep him here. But he's pretty good. He wasn't a snapping turtle. He was just one of those box turtles. If he was a snapping turtle, I wouldn't have picked him up. And then they got the kind of turtles that stink so bad nobody can get around it. Oh, I read about those things. They say they stink so bad, but they stay in the water, though.
What do they call those things?
I don't know.
You ever heard one called a stinking gem?
No.
I heard that. We're talking about land turtles. Is that the same thing as a terrapin? You ever heard of that?
Yeah. But all those are big ones. They can grow real big, too.
True.
Yeah, those box turtles can grow big, too.
Have you ever heard any people around here call any kind of turtle a cooter or a gopher?
Mm-mm.
I haven't heard that. There's a little animal that you find in freshwater streams. It's got these little claws. Kind of looks like a lobster, but it's a lot smaller than that.